Hello and welcome to the Rethinker Podcast. My name is David Litwin and I'm excited and honored that you chose to join me today. The Rethinker Podcast is generally going to look at scripture, ideological viewpoints, parables, etc., and in certain cases do a rethink. If you listen to my first podcast, you will know that it is not a rethink of what God has said or done, but why he did or said it. The church has often taken a God said it, I believe it, and that settles it approach to scripture and ultimately culture itself. You might remember seeing that bumper sticker growing up. And back then, I thought it was a good thing, although it was still kind of a bit arrogant. But today, I've realized that, well, it appears like devotion and trust, it actually shuts the conversation down. There is no need for analyzation, no opportunity to understand the reasoning behind what God has said. You know, God himself actually addresses this in Scripture. In talking to the Israelites through the prophet in the Old Testament, God says, "You follow me out of rote tradition learned by your fathers." But God isn't praising them, he's actually chastising them. He's basically saying, you don't know me, you just know of me, and that is enough for you, and I don't like it. Taken another way, David in Scripture is described as a man after God's own heart. What does that mean? Well, Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." I think we can add, "but their hearts are far from my heart." What I care about, what I long to see occur with and through my greatest creation, humanity. Which is you and me, and then really humanity as a whole, as you will discover in these podcasts. Far from my heart. Because you just chose to accept me without trying to understand me. And in many cases, the focus is on obedience versus love. But understanding shifts the intent. Think about it with your family. When you were a young kid, you would do things out of obedience to your parents. But as you got older, hopefully, as you see the loving actions of your parents and the reasoning behind what they say to you, you understand, and then you obey them out of love. I believe too many people have been content with just settling for obedience, perhaps out of routine, perhaps out of fear. But when we get to really understand this God that we serve, when we ask the why questions of why God did this or said that, we begin to see a deeper love, not just for us, but for all of humanity. I believe this can be found in the way that we often present the gospel, and I think we need to do a rethink on the timetable of our modern-day gospel message. Okay, so first, what is the gospel? Well, the Bible makes it clear that the gospel is the message that Jesus preached when he was on the earth. The words literally translated read, "the good news." We use the term today in some cases to reference our somewhat systematic presentation of the message of Christ. Let me attempt to outline what message is often portrayed, and many of us will probably remember this from the tracts we received when we were younger. So, from birth, you were born into a world of sin and death. Because of the sins of Adam, you've been separated from God. You live disconnected from your Creator, and you're destined for hell. Sin has blocked you from God. In fact, you've not only that, but you've committed sins that have separated you from God. There is nothing you can do on your own to atone for these sins. But Jesus Christ came and died for your sins, sacrificing himself on the cross as the atonement for that. His death paved the way for you to receive eternal life, and you need to accept this free gift so that you can experience the joy of connecting with God and other believers, and then when you die, you will be with God and Christ in heaven. This is what many consider the main crux of the gospel message. This was certainly the message that I heard growing up and the message in many of the Christian comic books I read as a child. And let me be clear, it is 100% true. We are separated from God. Christ did become the sacrificial lamb for our atonement and our salvation. We must accept his free gift, repent, and be saved. And we will meet him again in heaven. The problem isn't the content, it's the timetable. And that actually makes a world, or for some it may even mean make an eternity of difference. You see, that gospel message predominantly starts in Genesis 3:1, with the fall of man. Ironically, that actually starts the good news with the serpent. And the serpent was more crafty than any of the other animals, Genesis 3:1. The fall of man becomes the impetus of the story with that gospel message. In essence, it begins the message, the good news, with failure. But the gospel doesn't start at Genesis 3. The gospel starts at Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 3 starts with the serpent destroying. Genesis 1 starts with God creating. But how and what does God create? God creates the universe, the earth, and mankind in its perfect and God-intended state of being. Moreover, man was created in God's image, which you will learn in the next podcast, just how wondrous and central to our worldview and to humanity that understanding really is. The point here is that the earth and man were created in a pre-fall form. That was God's intent for humanity. Perfection, wonder, purpose, community, and communion with him. And if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then his first action is always his intended action, meaning everything after a disruption in an original plan must be an attempt to set that plan back to rights. It's all a redirect back to Genesis 1 and 2. So instead of presenting people for a post-fall gospel message, here's what a pre-fall message sounds like. We were first created in wonder, beauty, and perfection to be connected with our Father and Creator in perfect harmony. He designed the world around us to be in concert with us, giving us every good thing because he loves us. Then humanity in its pride and fear was tricked into rejecting that connection and God's perfect and intended desire by the true enemy, Satan. Satan intentionally severed that connection and attempted to strip away the wonder, beauty, and perfection that God intended for you to receive. The enemy tricked mankind into dividing sin, disease, death, and destruction into the world and separated you from God's intention for you. But God still loved the world and humanity, so he sent his son back to provide a bridge to create a reconnection with him through Christ's death on the cross. Accepting him brings you back to the desire he has always had for you, intimacy, beauty, and love for his greatest creation, mankind. Accepting this gift, your mission becomes the spread of that gospel, the good news to others, while fulfilling the Lord's prayer of, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Then after your final breath, you will come into complete and wondrous connection with your Savior, Creator, and Lord to live in eternity with him. The point is, you matter. You have tremendous worth. You're incredibly special to the God that created you. He wants you to regain that intimacy, connection, and beauty that he once had with humanity. The power in this form of evangelism isn't in its presentation, but in its resonance. Remember, we are all made in the image of God, right? That image is inherent. Something deep down in us still recognizes that we were created as pre-fall beings. Something in us understands that we matter. I've seen this happen over and over again. It just doesn't matter what a person has gone through in their life, which are all post-fall circumstances. When they're addressed with this pre-fall approach, something inside them, him or her, resonates with that message. It's a call to the kingdom. It creates spirit activation, and it cuts through the lies and schemes of the enemy of mankind. A pre-fall mindset is grounded with empathy, compassion, and love. We are all on the same playing field. We were all created to matter. Post-fall evangelism says, however unintentionally, that you don't matter as much as I do yet, because you have not bridged the gap between sin and death. You are still under judgment, and I am not. Let's look at and really take a look at the differences between these two forms of evangelism. So the first is starting with Genesis 3, and our focus is on judgment and the damage of sin. But if we focus on the goodness of the garden, our focus is on love. The way we relate to people with good Genesis 3, post-fall evangelism, is sympathy. The way we relate to people with the goodness of the garden is empathy. The interaction we have is insider-outsider from a post-fall standpoint. But from a goodness of the garden, Genesis 1:1, it's collective. Goodness is corrupted by sin in a post-fall context. Sin corrupted that which is good in a pre-fall mindset. Morality is another major factor of the damage of sin in a post-fall mindset. Concern for humanity, and we'll discuss that in depth in more podcasts, is the focus of a pre-fall mindset. Failure, we talked about that already, or inspiration, which is the pre-fall mindset. And here's how we look at this. Do we pray for people against the wicked people of our nation, or do we pray for the effects of wickedness on the people of this nation? Can you see the difference? This isn't to say that post-fall evangelism hasn't worked. It just hasn't produced the cultural transformation that should accompany the gospel. And it hasn't turned the world upside down, as the gospel is described to do in the book of Acts. Neither does it present the full gospel message. Apparently, those first two chapters of the Bible make a world, or better yet, a kingdom of difference. Well, that's it for this podcast. I hope it's left you considering how you might reshape the message of what is truly the good news. If you would like to learn more, you can certainly grab some of my books. Most are free on my author site at davidwlitwin.com. And there you can really get a 360-degree view of who I am, what I do, and what I believe. I hope you return again for future podcasts, and please reach out to me via email, on Facebook or Twitter. All of that is available directly on my website. I hope you have a wonderful day or evening, depending on when you listen to this. And remember always to live inspired.